All right, here we are on the 3rd of July, getting ready for big doings this 4th of July weekend. A lot of parties planned. You don't want to let that crab dip sit out in the sun all afternoon, or any food for that matter. Joining us right now, food safety expert from the USDA, Luis Delgadillo. Luis, good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us because these are good reminders that we need if we're planning a backyard party tomorrow or any time this summer.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that foodborne illness results in roughly 128,000 hospitalizations each year. And we want to have folks practice some good, safe food handling behaviors this holiday. And one of those things is hand washing. Hand washing is so basic, but in one of our studies recently, 97% of people didn't wash their hands properly.
Boy, that's shocking, really, if you think about it, because we're told all the time to wash our hands.
You know, some of the things they were doing wrong was a simple thing of, you know, just not drying their hands. So you want to scrub your hands for 20 seconds with soap and water, and that agitates the bacteria, it gets them off of that surface, and then after you rinse them off, you're rinsing off that bacteria, you're wiping off that bacteria with that dry or clean towel. Dry paper towel or clean towel is going to be another additional step in the process that removes bacteria, believe it or not.
That's a good point, because I think a lot of times, like if you take all that raw chicken that you're getting ready to put on the grill, you pick it up, mm-hmm. you're handling it, and you just rinse your hands off and shake them off, you think, well, good, I got all that chicken juice off, I'm going to be fine, but not necessarily.
No, that's right. And, you know, the cross-contamination, you know, after you handle that raw chicken, you give your hands a little rinse, but then what you're essentially doing is you're spreading bacteria around other places, around the picnic table, around the barbecue, or even to other foods that might not have been needed any cooking, like salads and things like that.
Yeah, and you can get really sick from that, can't you?
Yeah, it's you know, some folks, you know, everybody knows somebody in their family who might have health issues. And so we want to make sure that if we're you know, making food and preparing it outdoors and at home in the backyard, that we're taking into consideration some of our family members or friends who might have health conditions that require a little bit more vigilance as far as food safety is concerned.
Having a good food thermometer is a good idea, too, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, in our study, 66% of folks didn't use a food thermometer properly either. And, you know, for hamburger patties, it's something that we like to tell folks is to take the temperature of the beef hamburger patty. You inject the probe into the side of the burger and trying to reach the center. And then that for beef hamburger, you want to get the temperature at 160 degrees.
Okay, that's a good rule of thumb. We hear in the news all the time about food recalls. What are some of the things that we should do if we hear of a food recall and it may affect us?
You know, if you have any questions, the Meat and Poultry Hotline, our resource is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's the number is 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. And we're available Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 Eastern Time. Now, as far as the actual items, you want to identify the product being recalled and determine if that product is in your home. So the USDA has labels on our packages that, as long as they've been inspected by the USDA, you'll see a code, and that's the code you want to give the person on the phone if you have any doubts about whether or not that product that you have in your home is a part of the recall.
That's a good idea. USDA has really gone high-tech in the last few years. You've got all kinds of apps and tools online for people to get more information, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And one of the greatest resources we have is a collaborative effort between the CDC, the Food and Drug Administration, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture is foodsafety.gov. You know, all the recalls that come out are eventually posted there, if they're not posted via the news. And the other resource that we have is a neat mobile application called the Food Keeper, and that's something they have at hand, close at hand. It tells you how many or how long foods, different types of foods, over 600 foods, stay safe in the fridge, freezer, and pantry.
That's a great idea because not every single food has the same shelf life, and it's a good thing to know about.
That's right, and that thing, the Food Keeper app also helps you know how to, you know, figure out what to do with those sometimes complicated use-by, sell-by expiration dates as well.
All right, good stuff. Luis, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure.
Take care. Bye now.